I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are on Tuesday. It's September 22nd. Thank you guys for joining us, and thank you guys for checking in, as always, on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. We love getting your texts first thing in the morning. It's the first thing we look at, and Melissa and Francis are checking in this morning. So is Deborah, Captain Kate, and Bug Naked checking in. Turtle and Boople, Rick, Diana, and Sarah. Steve Q is listening. So is Zach, Joyce, Miss Kit Kat, Cujo, Jessica, Sandel, Rudy, Aubrey, Kirkland, Lance is listening. Nelsie, Joby. Looks like we just got a check-in from Perla. Thank you, Perla, for that. Also checking in on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM. We have Jiminy listening. We have Mike. We have Nathan. We have Michelle and Billy. Jen just checked in. So thank you guys so much for that. And here we are Tuesday. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I know we'll get into the Raiders and everything in, coming up in What's Trending. So I want to take it off topic for a quick question. For you, when your girls were young, when Sophie and Brooklyn were little babies, did you ever hear phantom cries?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Cause I get them with the dogs. I get phantom barks. And so it happens to me a lot. It happened twice this morning. First one, I'm in the shower at like 3:10 this morning, and I swear I heard Jax barking. So I turn the shower off, open the door, don't hear anything. Okay. And then as I'm getting ready to leave, I'm upstairs brushing my teeth. I got the water on, the fan on up in the bathroom, and I swear I hear him. I hear him going nuts. Open the door. He's just lying there outside the bathroom door. Like, man, these phantom barks are getting more and more frequent for me.
Yeah, just so that's your world. So that's all you're hearing. And maybe there's something, maybe he's playing a trick on you. Maybe he's barking and then sitting down afterwards.
He does it. Lies down. Got him. I just always wonder if parents had that, if you had an infant or something in the house, if you're doing something. Is that the baby crying? You go running upstairs and the baby's just sound asleep.
Yeah, you get that a lot. And then also sometimes when you're out and about, you'll just hear a mom, and it's probably a kid calling for his mom, but you just hear the word mom and you turn and you're like, what? Everyone's on mom alert. It's like if you go to Disneyland or something and some kid screams for their mom, every woman's head snaps. Not every woman's, but any mom's head will snap and look in your direction. It's pretty funny.
So that'd be a good game to play once we get back to Disneyland. Do the mom game. Mom!
See, yeah.
What? Was that my son? My daughter? What's going on?
Yeah, that's like the marimba ringtone game my husband and I used to love to do. We'd go into an Apple store, start the marimba ringtone, and it's the and you turn that up loud, and every single person in the store reaches for their phone.
It is
everyone. So funny to watch.
How you doing over there in your studio?
Doing good, really good. I was we watched that game last night, which yes, we will talk about here in a little bit. Watched some of that, and then I was at the counter. I was kind of set up doing my work last night, and I'm sitting there and I'm just typing away, and all of a sudden I feel these hands on my shoulders, and I feel a nice massage, and I turn around and I look, and like, my husband's giving me a back massage. First of all, I can't remember the last time he did that. And the first thing I say is not thank you, not, you know, oh, that feels nice. It was, what do you want? And he's like, why do you say I want something? I was like, I don't know. It just seems weird that you randomly started giving me a back massage. And he's like, no, I was just walking by and your back looked massageable. And so that's why I did that. I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. And so I don't know why. I just, I, I get leery when someone does something really nice out of nowhere. Sometimes I'm like, what do you want?
What's your motive? At least it wasn't a phantom massage. You turned around, there's no one there. Like, what? Yeah. I thought I felt a massage.
Going
I need a
back
massage
to that stuff. Yeah, definitely. He was definitely there, but whenever I start talking to him really nice, he does the same thing. I'm like, how are you today? He's like, what do you want? I'm like, nothing. Why can't I just be nice? Why do we do that?
With your remodel in your home, do you now work outside? Because you had that really nice office before. Do you still work in there? Or you have based on the picture, some really nice counter space. Do you work more in the kitchen now, or are things kind of the same?
No, I work out in the kitchen now. And nice. It's just because it just feels so open and airy, and my office feels so dark, and I don't know. I like it. Ever since we finished, I've been out in the kitchen, and I probably should. We don't even use our desktop computer anymore. I just take my laptop with me, and so now all my stuff that I need for the show, well, it's on both computers, but this way it just stays on this one, and I bring it to work, and I don't have to transfer things or email things to myself. But I started working out there. My my daughter, she works out there, so we both kind of set up shop and do that, and I should probably take advantage of that office. I need to use that a little bit more.
Oh, no, so I'm just the opposite. I agree with you being out in the kitchen because you kind of feel connected to the family, too, because I know we do a lot of work at night on the show, and instead of being back like in an office away from everyone, you're still getting your work done, but yet you're kind of around everyone, which is nice.
But then I wonder if it's taking me longer because then I start talking, and then I start looking at the TV.
Play
and
with the dogs.
This is taking me like a lot longer than usual. So, yeah, I'm not sure if that's the wisest decision, but it feels open and airy, which I like.
That's
so
a plus.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? On Mix 94.1.
From 54, trying to put this game away. Ooh, Daniel Carlson, the leg, and plenty of it. Listen to the crowd that's not actually here in Las Vegas. Will win their first home game and start the season 2-0.
Raider Nation is trending this morning. Allegiant Stadium is open for business. It made its national debut last night for Monday Night Football, and the Las Vegas Raiders beat the New Orleans Saints 34-24. The magnificent Al Davis torch inside the stadium was lit. It was lit by his widow, Carol Davis. That was really beautiful. The Killers, they performed on top of Caesar's Palace in a pre-taped performance during halftime. And yeah, kicking things off, they're doing great. And who saw that coming? I know that the Saints were... They were predicted to win by the last I saw it was 6 points.
Yeah, so 5.5 point favorite at one point. Yeah, and I thought they looked strong last night. I came in late to the game. I got there right as the second quarter was ending, so I saw them. I think that's when they took the lead or tied it up right there towards the end of the second quarter. And Killers were great, and the stadium shots were awesome, and cool shots of the city as well. It was nice.
Yeah, there's no other skyline that looks like ours. That's for sure. Just seeing that, whether you're a Raiders fan or not, you gotta believe, man, that looked so cool to see our city hosting that team. So yeah, that was really cool that the Raiders, they ended up winning. So congrats to all you Raider fans out there. That, I mean, you're just a supporter of Las Vegas. You got to be happy about that.
It's
one,
so great for our city, everyone talking about it. And it is so cool when they would just see it on the screen, when they have the score or something, Las Vegas Raiders, when you see it, at least when I see it on the screen, the LV, that's when it really sets in, like, wow, we have a football team here. And then looking at Allegiant Stadium from afar last night, from up by my house and stuff, looking down on it and just thinking, man, that's where that game is going on right now. It is so cool.
Yeah, it's funny because what gets it for me is hearing the announcer say Las Vegas on the 30-yard line, and I'm like, wow, that's so cool. So yeah, that is trending this morning. Ellen DeGeneres is trending this morning. So she is back. Yesterday was the season premiere of the 18th season of The Ellen Show, and she addressed allegations of a toxic production environment in her opening monologue. Here's some of what she had to say.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show, and then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres.
And she seemed very heartfelt. Yeah, she did make some jokes throughout the monologue. So what's your take? Are you guys going to... Do you forgive her? Did it never even, like, was it never on your radar in the first place? Do you just not care? Her ratings, they were down significantly. Of course, they were in reruns, and it was during the summer, but just compared to where they usually are, they definitely weren't there.
Yeah, this is the first time I saw some of the clips. I didn't watch the show yesterday. I saw some of the clips on the news this morning, listening to it now. They obviously made some changes. They let a few producers go and making some changes on the show. She's getting in front of it, talking about it, addressing it. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's see how things happen moving forward. If that is a toxic environment, you've addressed it, you're going to work on making things better, good for you for doing that.
It'll be interesting to see if things change, if that makes the show change at all.
Yeah.
So that was trending this morning. Also trending is Halloween. So there's a new survey that's come out that says nearly 25% of people plan to trick-or-treat despite cities clamping down. That's despite a number of cities canceling events and parades. Just 35% of Americans say they will put out candy for trick-or-treaters, which is down from 14% last year. Experts are predicting a surge in infections this fall, so many cities are advising that people just keep their groups small and celebrate with at-home parties instead of going out and making contact with other people. And then finally this morning, Gucci jeans are trending. Gucci has debuted a new pair of jeans that some people are saying are ridiculous. For $1,200, you can get the denim that is designed with grass stains around the knees. The wide leg jeans are made from organic cotton. There, you can get the overalls for $1,400. Just go back in your backyard and make them yourself.
4.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1265.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
It is 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning, September the 22nd. Welcome to the show. If you're running late for work, what is it on your work routine list that you skip? And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm late. And you're like, I can't do this. I don't have time to do this. What is it that you skip? I wasn't running late this morning. I was just thinking about it.
As in the work stuff I won't do or stuff at like the house? Because normally I get
at the house, like and getting ready.
I'd probably skip the cup of coffee. Because I know we got a K-Cup machine here at the radio station. So for me, it would be the cup of coffee. And that would save a few minutes.
For me, I could not skip. Well, I have skipped that in the past, but it would be like grabbing my water out of the fridge. Not that takes a lot of time, but I would literally run downstairs, grab my bag, and walk out the door. I wouldn't stop and do all the stuff that I do in there.
Let's break it down. Okay, you're even later, so you get to cut out one more thing.
Makeup.
Oh.
Yeah, I probably don't put on makeup. Who sees me? I mean, we're in different studios.
Different studios.
You can't even really tell if I'm wearing makeup or not. So, yeah, I take out the makeup. What about you?
I do this thing where in the one guest bedroom where I have the radio station laptop set up, before I leave, I open up the blinds, the shutters, so the light can come in the morning. I do the same in the guest bathroom that I use in the morning. I open up the shutters. Takes a couple seconds, but I'd probably skip that. That would save some time.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't take you like, 10 minutes or anything.
No, it's an OCD thing. I got to do that every single morning. And if I don't do it, it's in the back of my mind. So for me, though, don't worry about the shutters.
If I lived in a house where I was the last one out of the bed, I'd probably skip making the bed, too.
Ooh, would that weigh on you all day long?
I wouldn't think about it. I dread coming home and seeing that messy bed. But luckily, we have spouses who stay in bed longer than
us.
We
do.
So that is the nice thing about
Amen.
That. How are you this morning?
Good. I've got some new neighbors, and I met them last night. They are like three houses down from me, and I was walking down. They're right next to the community mailbox, and I'm walking down to get them, and they were unloading stuff from a U-Haul, and both their hands were full. I just said, hey, guys, welcome to the neighborhood. And the guy says, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Mike, and this is my wife, Joanne. Like, nice to meet you guys, JC. And he says, a lot of stuff, because his hands are filled with stuff. I'm like, yeah, a lot of stuff. And so he goes about his way. I go to the mailbox. I don't get my mail that often. I load up my mail. It's taking me two hands to carry my mail. I'm going past Mike and his wife, and I see him, and I go, a lot of mail.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. That was his reaction. He just nodded.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay.
All right. This is where we moved. Joanne, get in the car. We're leaving. This sucks.
Honey, pack the stuff back in the U-Haul.
No, you were just being friendly. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I know. But as I said it, I'm like, what a dumb joke. A lot of mail. Because you just said you got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of mail. Ugh.
That's it's always awkward meeting your neighbors for the first time because you want them to feel welcome, but at the end of the day, they're still a stranger and you're trying to feel them out whether they're going to be a good neighbor or a bad neighbor. And there's, you got a 50-50 chance on that. So what I would do is I always kind of, I just analyze how they, you know, how they interact with each other. Do they fight a lot? Are they getting along? Or just, you know, it's tough. It's a weird situation. So I can see why you were maybe a little awkward.
Okay, so tell me more about Mike, because he had, I noticed there was a big Harley in the garage. I noticed that. And
oh,
then
my
he...
gosh, he's going to start that thing up early in the morning. You're going to be wide awake.
I was thinking the same thing, yep. But I think I got enough house separation. No. And then I'm guessing it was his dad, because Mike had a ponytail. And there was an older man who looked just like him with a gray ponytail as well. So I'm assuming that was Dad. Dad wasn't talkative at all, though.
They're going to have some parties, and you are not going to be invited to those parties. That's my guess. But who knows? Hey, I think that my father-in-law, before he passed, he was a motorcycle rider. They are the greatest group of people you will ever meet. The most down-to-earth, the most... But they do get together a lot, and it does get loud. So... just warning you on that end. But if you're far enough away, then it shouldn't be a bother.
I think you should remember you and I had that where he was your painter first, and then I used him as my painter, and then poof, he just disappeared.
Yeah.
The dad, I'm assuming it was the dad, looked just like him. That's the kind of look he had going on.
Yeah, we lost track of that guy. He was great.
He was amazing, but he just disappeared.
My friend uses him still. I found that out the other day. I'm like, you have his number? She's like, yeah, he got a new phone. I'm like, oh, no wonder we don't have his new number. I never got it from her, but apparently he is still around somewhere.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'm kind of hurt.
I know. Maybe he just didn't think we needed him anymore because he already painted our homes.
He was good, though. Good, cheap, kind, dependable.
Yeah. I guess it was just weird because she was asking about the paint on our walls, asking the color, and she's like, did so-and-so paint it for you? I'm like, no, we lost track of him years ago. She's like, oh, I just used him not like 3 or 4 months ago. I'm like, what? How'd you get a hold of him? She's like, I don't know. I think he changed his number and I got it, or I ran into him and he gave it to me or something like that. I'm like, wow, okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
I'm happy to hear he's still about.
He's doing all right. Doesn't need our business.
Coming up here, we got the dirt. Couple things going on. First off, winning an Emmy usually means good things for a TV show. Well, not for one Netflix series, I'll explain. And then also, the Billboard Music Awards are coming up October 14th. Nominations are being announced as we speak. We'll run them down coming up in about 7 minutes. It's Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth, I hope, on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
The Billboard Music Awards were delayed, and they're taking place on October 14th on NBC. Kelly Clarkson is hosting. This will be her third year in a row. The last host to do 3 years in a row was Kathy Griffin, 1998 through 2000. And with the Billboard Music Awards, even though they're delayed, we're still looking at a time frame from March 23rd, 2019 through March 14th of 2020. That all being said, here are some of the nominees that were just announced this morning. Top artists: Billie Eilish, Jonas Brothers, Khalid, Post Malone, and Taylor Swift.
Oh, man. I mean, I think they're all worthy, but just based on the last year, I think I would have to go with Taylor on that.
Yeah, it was a big year for Taylor Swift. Top album, Billie Eilish, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Ariana Grande, Thank You, Next. Khalid with Free Spirit. Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding. And then Taylor Swift. It's Lover, not Folklore, because Folklore is after the window. So it's Taylor Swift for Lover as top album.
I go with either Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Or Post Malone, Hollywood is Bleeding. That's a toss-up to me. Those are both amazing albums.
Both bands, artists that your daughter introduced me to.
Yes, she did.
She's got her finger on the pulse. What's the next one?
Oh, I'll tell you what the next thing is. We were just talking about it.
Give it to me.
It's not music, though. It's a video game. And it is huge already. I'm guessing you haven't heard about it.
Pac-Man.
No. It is called, hold on, I'm trying to find it here, because I told her, I'm like, hey, text that to me because I want to talk about that. It's called Among Us.
Among Us?
Among Us. Who's playing Among Us right now? 702-364-9400. She wants it. She's like, can I get Among Us? Everyone's playing it. And I guess the gist of it is you're on this spaceship and there's a bunch of, like, robot aliens on there, mm-hmm. and you have to figure out which one among us is trying to sabotage the mission.
Ooh.
You have to pick the one among us. Is anyone playing Among Us right now? That market, that's going to be the big thing.
I'm looking at stories on it right now. It looks cool.
Yeah, so it's huge with the teens now and the preteens. So let's get on it.
Among
Us.
Let's
all download Among Us.
I'm going to download and become like a master of it.
You're going to be
you
like
play?
In all these e-sport competitions. Yeah. Yeah, world champion JC Fernandez. Yeah. He's the best Among Us player out there.
Speaking of award shows, Emmys, a record low 6.1 million people watched Sunday's Emmy. That's down 29% from last year. It was a hit on social media, though. The show had 11.9 million total social interactions. That's up 108% from last year. Check this out, though. So at the Emmys, The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, won the Emmy for Outstanding Children's Program. Big news. Well, yesterday, Netflix canceled it after one season. So that's based on, I didn't know this, I did a little reading. But so Jim Henson had a movie called The Dark Crystal that came out in the 80s, and this is the prequel to that movie.
Okay, yeah. I never saw it, so I don't really know a lot about it.
Yeah, same thing. And the show that won it all, S Creek, by the way, if you haven't watched it and you don't have Netflix, the show is coming to Comedy Central. And if you are watching it and you do have Netflix, the final season will be on Netflix October 7th.
I couldn't wait. I bought it because I was like, I got to see it. Sorry.
The South Point 400 is this weekend. NASCAR here in Las Vegas. Bush was on with us a couple weeks ago. Alex Bowman was on with us Monday morning. If you missed both those interviews, they're online at mix941.fm. This is big. Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin are starting a racing team. And their first driver is going to be Bubba Wallace. The new team starts next year.
That was like the biggest news in NASCAR yesterday. Just huge. But the thing is, Denny Hamlin, even though he's co-owner, he's still driving for his team. So he's not joining this team. He's just a co-owner of it. Okay. But he's still driving for another team.
So, yeah, because I'm not fully in the NASCAR world. So Denny Hamlin is... So next year, he'll still be driving or is he going to stop driving?
No, he's going to still drive.
So he'll be driving for one team, but then racing against the driver that is driving for his own team.
Yeah, so Denny Hamlin drives for Joe Gibbs Racing. And so he will co-own this other car with Michael Jordan, which Bubba Wallace will be driving.
How cool would that if, like, Bubba Wallace comes in first and he comes in second, or flip-flop and his team wins and the team that he's driving for comes in a top two finish?
Well, that happens all the time.
Does it?
I mean, and they sometimes, even though they're not teammates, I'm sure he's going to be rooting for his own guy, because if his own guy wins, he wins. So I wouldn't be surprised if they team up if they're in the, you know, in the front. They'll team up and like draft one another so they can get ahead. Even if you know you're not going to win, sometimes you'll just push your teammate to the front so that at least he can win.
So yeah, big news in the NASCAR world. And then last one here, WAP is spending its fourth week at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Well, all eyes are on The Weeknd and this song right here. Because Blinding Lights has broke the record for the most weeks spent in the top five. 28 weeks.
That is not surprising. And I think we predicted that it was going to end up winning that honor.
So congratulations to The Weeknd. And then coming up in our next dirt, we have details on Billie Eilish's new business venture. And Kelly Clarkson talks about her divorce. Details are coming up at 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Harry Styles on Mix 94.1. It is 6:31. Mercedes in the Morning. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. And a lot of you may be getting ready for your online classes, getting up early, having some breakfast, getting that brain working. And you teachers that are doing that, man, I'm sympathizing with you because it's got to be tough. It's tough to be a teacher already. But then you have to throw this online thing for some of you that are having to deal with that and keep your kids entertained and keeping them learning and getting their attention. And I just saw that some teachers are pleading with parents to behave appropriately during their kids' online classes. Are there any teachers listening that have had to deal with odd things that they have seen on their online classes? And if so, what is it You can call or text us on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. I guess at this Palm Beach County School Board meeting, a teacher gave a speech asking adults to, quote, have on proper clothing, avoid appearing with big joints in the background of their children's video classes.
We're not talking about body joints, are we?
No. No. Several other teachers reported similar incidents involving nudity, alcohol, and drug use during virtual lessons. So what's the weirdest thing that you've seen on your students' Zooms or Google Class? 702-364-9400. I am aware when my kid is on, because one of mine does her stuff in her room and then the other one does her stuff in the kitchen. And so when I'm in the kitchen and she's in her class, I always mouth to her, I'm like, is your camera on? So I know. And then she'll either be like, no, and so then I can walk behind her. But if it is on, then I always try to avoid her. But there was one time I thought it was off. I didn't ask. And I was running outside to get something in the trash before the trash came. And I was running like a mad woman. And she's like, you totally showed up running in the background. It was so weird. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it.
We have a coworker over at Channel 8, and she was doing one of her classes for UNLV at Channel 8. And I got there, and someone said, her name is Vanessa. And they're like, shh, be quiet, because Vanessa's around the corner doing her Zoom class. And I was walking by, and I never saw a Zoom class with any kids. So I never saw one take place. So as I'm walking by her, I see students, but I don't see her, like, on there. So I'm thinking her camera's off, and I'm standing right behind her. She's focusing, taking notes and stuff. And I'm standing over her shoulder, kind of just looking. I was intrigued by the whole setup, and I could see the professor and students and her notes and stuff. I was just intrigued, not realizing, though, that her camera was on. She just had it where she couldn't see herself looking back, because some people were commenting, like, there's a man behind you. Who's in the background? What's going on? And I had no idea that everyone could see me standing behind her like a total creeper.
Well, I mean, yeah, you gotta, if you're not familiar with the whole Zoom life, you don't realize that you're not looking. It's not like FaceTime where you're looking at yourself. You're basically looking at everybody else.
You don't see yourself up there on the class. And I wasn't, because if I do a Zoom call, you can see yourself on the Zoom call. And so I didn't see her, but I was just so intrigued by the whole thing. And then people were messaging her, there's someone behind you. And she's like, what? And at that point, I'd left.
JC just wanted his screen time in the Google class. Yeah. He's like,
what's
hey,
up, guys?
Look at me. Here I am. No, it's funny because you don't think about these things because we've never experienced any of this before. And so we all have to kind of change the way we work around our kids. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I had a female walk across in a bikini. Oh, wow. And all the kids saw that, huh? They must have enjoyed that class for that day. That must have been fun.
My sister-in-law is a teacher, and it's much better now this semester. But last semester for her, when Pennsylvania was put on a lockdown, my brother was still, he was still going to the office for some reason. So she had two little ones, and she's trying to watch the little ones at home at the same time teach her class, virtual teaching.
Oh, my gosh.
So there'd be so many times where she'd be in the middle of a class, and the little one, Mommy, I got to go potty, or, you know, Mommy, I went to the bathroom, and like, oh, okay. Hold on one second, honey. Let Mommy finish teaching this class, and then Mommy will take care of you.
That's such a hard thing, too, not just, like, with teachers, but if you're working from home, and you have kids at home, and you have to take care of them while you're trying to conduct serious business. Yeah. It's always so awkward when we were broadcasting from home. And I loved how my kids would come downstairs every morning and give me a hug and a kiss. But you could always hear that squeaky door with that open. We're on the air and I hear, and I turn and look, someone's walking in there. They'd still try to hug me while I'm literally trying to do the hot three. I'm like, I love this, but just wait till we're in commercials, please.
It's endearing. It is endearing.
It's funny. Just the new challenges. It'll be interesting to see next year at this time what we say about this time. Like, remember when?
Yeah. Oh,
that was so crazy. Oh, I'm so glad things are back to normal.
And we'll get there too, which is cool, which is a cool thing. We'll get back to normal and we'll look back on these Zooms. And that'll be the thing, you know, 10 years from now. Remember Zoom classes?
That'll be the question that we have. So what did you say at this time last year that we don't say anymore? And it'd be like, what time does your Zoom class start? That's so crazy.
Hot 3 is coming up next. What do we got?
All right. Well, speaking of working from home, this story ties in perfectly. What is making you less productive by working at home? Also, do you have a naughty pet? Has a naughty pet forced you to miss work because of their naughtiness? And what is the most embarrassing thing that each state Googles more than anyone else? Uh-oh. Wait until you hear what Nevada's is. Can you guess? We'll talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
We're not just on your radio. We're in your timeline, too.
I want to follow.
Like music news, entertainment, gossip, everything I need. Search Mix 941 on all your socials now.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, and that is Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1.
Here we go! It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
We were just talking about working from home, teaching from home, all of that, and more people than ever are working from home. A lot of that time, that means longer hours because of lower productivity. So what is making you less productive at home? According to a new survey, the top three things that people blame are the other people in their home, distractions at home, and not having the right tools or equipment. But even if we're less productive, 79% of people think they can keep on working from home for the long term. The survey also found 6 out of 10 people say one of the biggest things they miss about being in an office is being able to print personal stuff on the company printer.
Oh.
That's a nice little bonus. Although I haven't printed stuff in a long time.
Well, there's a couple things. That is a perk, I guess, being at the office to print personal stuff. But if you're going to print something personal, make sure you get down to the printer and get it in time. Because if you print something and go down and there's a coworker that grabbed it by accident, that could be trouble. And then I needed a pen, so I went to our supply closet for the first time since maybe February. And there's not much going on in our supply room.
Well, there's no one here to order the supplies, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And we should talk to them about that. Hey, we're still here. Even though no one else is, we're still here.
Yeah, that was always a treat, opening up that door with pens and tissues and paper and stuff and highlighters.
All the colors of highlighters. Like, let's see, do I want to go green this month or am I going to stick with pink? I don't know. This is a hard decision.
I grabbed a pen, I had to dust it off.
Yeah, I bring the ones from home. I found a pen on the desk when I came in on Monday because I think I dropped it on Friday, and the cleaning people came in and they just left it on there for me. And I knew it was my pen because it was like a Colorado Credit Union pen that I stole from my mom's house when I was back there that I still had. I'm using Colorado Credit Union pens around here because we don't have any.
How did you get that pen? It's last night at our house. We have a Home Depot pen sitting on our counter. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, how did we get a pen from Home Depot?
Yeah, I have so many random pens. If I go through my pens right now.
Let's see who has the most random pen. Because, yeah, you got one, so you know where you got it. You got it from your mom's house. For me, I'm thinking maybe someone was doing work in my house and they got some supplies at Home Depot and you had that pen.
Okay, here is the Colorado Credit Union pen.
Yeah, the good credit union.
This one, oh, man. Okay.
You got a lot of pens.
Some of their highlighters. I got a bunch of mixed pens, mixed 94.1 pens. I've got a Raiders pen.
Hey, big win last night, Raider Nation. Yeah. Look at that, 2-0.
I don't know how I got this, honestly. I have no clue how I got this pen. And then this one is to bring a damper on the whole situation, Horan and McConaty. That is the funeral home in which we had my dad's service. I have a pen from there. I still have a pen from there. I don't know how it ended up in my work bag, but, you know, I grabbed it and I said, I'm taking this to work at some point. What do you have?
I just got the Bic pen that I got from our supply closet. And then I go to the radio station, our little pen holder here. And they're just Sharpies. Nothing exciting in this thing.
No.
Not even a couple mixed pens. Sharpies.
If anyone would like us to use their company pen, if you have some extras, hey, let us know. We could give you a little shout out for your company pen.
I want to go back. I think it's very sweet that you have the pen from your father's funeral home. Like, how did that? You were using that pen. You were writing something down. You're like, this is a good pen. I think I'm going to take it. Or just, I mean, there's a lot going on that day. You don't realize you took the pen.
I don't know how it ended up in my work bag. Like, I could see it being in my purse. Uh-huh. But at some point, I made that transition from purse to work bag, and I don't remember, but that thing is like, you know, over 3 years old, almost four years old, so that's really crazy. Anyway,
it's a good pen, good quality pen up there. Good quality pens come from Colorado.
Oh yes, we keep our Colorado pens, friends. Also this morning, so if you have a pet there, think about this on a scale of 1 to 10, how naughty is your pet? Because a new survey reveals that 10% of pet owners have been forced to miss work because of a mess that was caused by their misbehaving pet. Have you ever had a giant mess that you had to clean up because of your pets?
I had one this morning. And it caused the show to start 30 seconds late. Jax had a little vomit incident, and it's on me because I didn't give him a little nighttime snack. It was just a little thing, but I had to clean up, and because of that, I was 30 seconds late to hitting start on the 5 o'clock hour.
How do you clean that up?
It was a blessing from God. He did it upstairs in the bathroom on the tile. It was very simple cleanup this morning.
I'm going to bless him with vomit, but I'm going to put it on the tile instead of the carpet.
Son, your
dog. Here's a blessing for you, JC. I wonder if God really analyzes, where should I have him?
He did.
I'm going to bless him today with this mess on the tile.
Thank you. I did. In my morning prayers. Thank you, God, because Jax couldn't do that on the carpet and the show would have started at least a minute late. Because of that, I was only 30 seconds late.
66% of pet owners say their pet has eaten something they shouldn't have. 40% of pet owners have returned home to find pet waste in their house. And 25% of pet owners say their pet has chewed on their furniture. Okay, finally this morning, have you ever Googled something and immediately felt embarrassed by how stupid your question was? Someone looked at Google Trends and found the most embarrassing thing each state Googles more than anyone else. And there's quite the variety. I'll cut straight to it. Nevada, the embarrassing thing that we Google more than any other state is Guy Fieri. I guess we all just want to know more about him. He was a UNLV grad. Maybe that's what it was. We're trying to determine, is that the chef that did graduate from UNLV? But Flavortown, man, that's the number one thing for us here in Nevada. Going back to your home state, JC, of Pennsylvania, Nickelback concert is the number one thing.
All right, PA.
Yeah, if we go to my home state of Colorado, the number one thing that is Googled there is mumble rap. Okay. If we go to California, how to quit a job you just started. Utah, baby geniuses. And Arizona, feet photos. Some other interesting ones include South Dakota was Dr. Phil. And Montana was Nick Nolte.
Why?
I don't know.
And why Pennsylvania Nickelback? Was there some big Nickelback concert coming to town? You're excited about Pennsylvania?
That's a great question. What is it? Maybe they're just asking, when will we get the next Nickelback concert?
We need our back. We need our Nickelback. Coming up next hour in the dirt. We have details on Billie Eilish's new business venture. Details at 7:15.
That's Sam Fisher on Mix 94.1, the city, Mercedes in the morning. And I was just reading a little bit about Sam Fisher. He just completed his new EP called Homework, two new singles on there. So that happened just a few weeks ago, and some new music definitely to come from him. Love him, love his voice. So it is, it's one of those things like where you do your spring cleaning or your fall cleaning, as the case may be, because today's the first day of fall, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Happy fall, everybody.
Yeah, happy fall. If you're doing your fall cleaning and you start going through all your stuff, are you a get ridder or are you a pack away because I may use this one day? Do you clean yourself out or do you save it?
It all depends on my mood. I flip-flop. Sometimes I'm in the get-rid-of-things mood, and I'll get rid of stuff that I never thought I would get rid of. And other times, I'm like, okay, let's clean. I'll look at stuff. I'm like, oh, we were just talking about pens last hour. I'm like, oh, that's a pen that I had back in 2018, and that was a good year. Let me save that pen. It really all depends on my mood that day.
I am one of the people that is use it or lose it. Mm. If I haven't used it recently, it's gone. I just get rid of it. I give it to someone. I throw it away. I donate it. I don't like clutter. And my mom is the complete opposite. So my brother is now living at her house during the rest of the year. And the reason why is he's got his own place, but as she's in Colorado, as the months get colder and it starts snowing, he doesn't want her alone there because she's not leaving the house during this pandemic at all. So since she has them there, they're going through stuff in the basement, all the stuff that she's collected over the years, and just he's trying to get her to do the use it or lose it method, and she refuses. So yesterday I was talking to her. She's like, you'll never believe what we found in the basement today. And I was like, what? She's like, talking about all these photo albums. She found some of my old toys, and she found my dad's reel-to-reel machine. And it is the oldest piece of technology that I have ever heard of. I think, is that older than a record player? I don't know. But does anyone have a really old piece of technology? Or what is the oldest piece of technology that you own? This thing, I remember my dad for some reason, I think he got it from his dad, but he liked to listen to his Mexican music on it.
Oh, he would do, not, we're not talking about watching home videos, we're talking about listening to music
it's
on this reel to reel. Like a radio reel to reel we used to have back in the day.
Yeah, and like you would put this thing on and it had, see, I don't even know how to explain it because it's so like ancient to me. It just had like the tape and it would go through this thing and it would play the music. And I just remember seeing it spin once in a while, but it was only when it was his Mexican music. And they found that. And so my brother put it to the use it or lose it test. He's like, we don't use this. Let's lose it. And she's like, I will not get rid of this. I will not get rid of this. This was your dad's. He loved it, but it's not hooked up. We don't use it. Like it's just going to sit there. It's a big old block of space that it's going
to
take up.
We had one in the old radio station going back to the late 90s just sitting there and no one used it, but it was there. I remember, and that was like a modern one. It was big and bulky, and that was the current version. I couldn't imagine how big and bulky like the original old school version is.
It was the same size as that one. Yeah, it wasn't like from it wasn't from like the black and white days or anything like that. It was the same size.
But still, I think something like that with the sentimental value, the connection to your dad, especially if you still have the music that he would listen
to.
To me, something like that is that's a save. But that is a good question. What is that old piece of technology that you still have in your house? I think I may have chucked it, but for me it would have been a fax machine that I had since 2003. I was sending a lot of faxes back in 2003. And the thing is, though, so I had it, and then recently I needed to, someone asked me to send them a fax. I'm like, oh, I got that fax machine, but realized I no longer have a home phone line, so I have nowhere to plug in my fax machine.
Oh.
So I got rid of it.
There's an app that I had to buy to fax something, because all the free apps only limited you to like two or three pages, mm-hmm. and it was like 10 pages. So I had to buy a $7.99 app to fax something not too long ago.
But that's the thing, though. Yes, yeah, so I had a fax machine, but it was useless because I had no phone outlet jack to plug it into.
I'm trying to think in my house. We don't have a fax machine anymore, obviously. I think the first iPhone... Does that count? Oh, no. I have a Nokia phone. Remember the ones that you played Snake on?
Yeah.
It was red. I have one of those. That was like one of my first cell phones. And I still remember my phone number. It was a different phone number than I have now. I think that's probably the oldest piece of technology we have in our house. What can anyone beat a fax or a Nokia phone? 702-364-9400. We just got a text here. It says, I asked my teenager to answer your question, and he said, our VCR. VCR is...
Oh, yeah. When's the last time you used a VCR?
I don't think I've ever owned a VCR since I've lived in Las Vegas. We've owned DVD players, but I've never owned a VCR here.
I did for a while because that's how I would get audio for the show. Only because it was for work. So if we needed... We now have services that give us audio. We have some audio from Ellen coming up here in the dirt. But going back, before we had services that would give us the audio, we just download. I would put my little tape in the VCR. I would tape it, bring that tape into the radio station, and then that's how I'd get the audio to use on the show.
And now that you mention it, I do remember going to the Blockbuster when at Sahara and Fort Apache and renting movies, so I must have had a VCR. Unless I was using a DVD player then. Because they did have DVDs you could rent.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
I can't remember.
Now, did you know how to program your VCR? Because I did not. So if I had to tape something that was on, let's say I needed to tape the Tonight Show that was on at 11:30, I didn't know how to program it, so VCRs, you could change the speed of the tape to go 2 hours, 4 hours, or 6 hours. So I would just hit record and put it at a six-hour taping. So I'd record the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock. I'd record everything to make sure I had the Tonight Show at 11:30.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you, you had that. Jay Leno, man, he was the man. This one says typewriter. A lot of you guys have typewriters. We're going to do a bunch of those. Wow, I love the sound of an old school typewriter. It just sounds so classy. Emmy says, I still have my pager. We have an original NES system.
Oh, no way. Do you have games? Does it work?
Maybe put that on offer up. I bet someone will buy that. This one says, oh, wow. My parents have the original first ever released Apple computer. Was that the Apple IIe? I think I remember that vaguely.
I'm trying to think. I remember we got rid of it a few years back. My wife had one of those Apple computers. It came in like blue and orange.
Oh, with the back.
Yeah,
was not the first one. Okay. There was one before, but I remember those. Those were like in the late 90s.
It times out right. Early 2000s when she was in college is when she had it. Yeah.
This one says our OG iPod just croaked. Oh, I think I have an iPod somewhere. And then this one says my car. That's pretty old tech.
I love it. All right, coming up here in the dirt, we have details on Billie Eilish's new business venture. Lots going on. Kelly Clarkson talks about her divorce. Audio from Ellen and the Billboard Music Award nominees are announced. It's all coming up in about 10 minutes. The weekend, Blinding Lights, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and what a big week for Las Vegas. Las Vegas Raiders getting that first win last night at Allegiant Stadium. Big game last night. And then we have our Las Vegas Aces in the playoffs. They lost their first game, but game two is tonight against Connecticut, 6 o'clock tip-off. And then NASCAR in town this weekend. If you missed our interview with Alex Bowman, that was a great interview we did yesterday. It's online at Mix941.fm.
We never gossip. Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
The Billboard Music Awards, they were delayed until October 14th. They're going to be on NBC, not here in Vegas, though. They're going to be at the Dolby Theater in L.A. Kelly Clarkson will be hosting. And we're looking at a time frame from March 23rd, 2019 until March 14th of 2020. So Post Malone leads with 16 nominations. Lil Nas X has 13. And then Billie Eilish has 12 nominations. Mercedes, what do you think is going to be the top 100 song winner? I'll give you the nominees, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. We have Lewis Capaldi.
No, the day bleeds into nightfall. And you're not here to get me through it all.
With Someone You Love. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
No stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back.
Lizzo.
Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to face. Best
Senorita.
I love it when you call me Senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need you.
And Bad Guy.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy.
Oh, this is this is a Billie Eilish with Justin Bieber, but the Billie Eilish Bad Guy.
Not the remix.
No.
I'm going to go with Bad Guy then on that one. Yeah, I think Billie's going to win that one.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It was a big year for her.
It's all great songs, but just trying to think about airplay and all the things that go into factor with the Billboard charts, I'm going to go with that one.
And it seems weird, too, talking about Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. Like, that was from last year. Well, the awards were delayed from last year, so that's why we're...
Yeah, it does seem like a long time ago.
Kelly Clarkson kicked off the second season of the Kelly Clarkson Show yesterday, and she started things off by addressing her divorce from husband Brandon Blackstock.
2020 has brought a lot of change also to my personal life. Definitely didn't see anything coming that came. But what I'm dealing with is hard because it involves more than just my heart. It involves a lot of little hearts. You know, we have 4 kids and divorce is never easy. But I am okay. Everybody keeps asking, are you okay? Are you okay? And I am. The answer is yes.
Well, that's all that matters. I mean, that and the kids. And yeah, I've heard several times that divorce is one of the hardest things you can go through, and just one step at a time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's watching out for her kids, which is great. Ellen responded to the accusations of a toxic workplace environment on the 18th season premiere of her show Monday, and she admitted that things happened that never should have. And here's some more of Ellen addressing the situation and talking about the rumors about her specifically.
There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress.
That's what we all are.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. It's hard to point fingers when you are. I'm sure we all have things that we can work on, too. But just as far as that goes, the workplace environment, that would be the number one thing that I would be concerned about. And I'm hoping they get those things changed.
Yeah, it sounds like she's making the right move. At least in my opinion, making the right moves. They made some changes with producers and she's owning up to stuff. And we'll see how everything pans out for her. Billie Eilish is getting into the toy business. She's launching a doll collection inspired by videos for her songs Bad Guy and All the Good Girls Go to Hell. The range of dolls, they all go on sale October 15th. The Bad Guy doll has Billie dressed in her yellow sweatsuit. Now, the dolls are 10.5 inches tall. A Barbie doll is 11.5 inches tall, so they can still play in that world, I think. He-Man, though, he's 5.5 inches tall. He's the short man on the block when it comes to playing with toys.
It's all about imagination. I don't think you need to worry about the height. You just play with your toys.
He-Man always, hey, my house, He-Man would take Barbie out on a date. They'd hang out together. She liked shorter men.
Yeah, Yeah.
Move over, Ken. He-Man. She likes his muscles, too.
Some women do like shorter men. No. Short guys, stand proud. There's a lot of women that love you.
Now, did you, I'm talking about your show here, Love Island. Are you caught up on this show?
100%. There was a recoupling last night.
Did you notice that Noah was missing on Sunday's episode of Love Island?
That was the first thing we noticed, yep.
Apparently, he's been removed from the show for providing false information on his application, which is a violation of his contestant agreement. None of the contestants mentioned him. CBS removed his images from their website. As of this morning, Noah hasn't addressed the situation, but was he a key player and all of a sudden he's just gone?
He was one of the new guys. They brought in three new guys, and Benny, Bennett, and Noah. And Noah was the one who actually spilled the beans about what Johnny did behind Sully's back. Oh. I know none of these names mean anything to you. But so he was a major part on that one episode. Sully found out everything from him. And then all of a sudden he's gone. They addressed it literally with one sentence. Now with Noah out of the house, and that was it.
Oh,
but we did some research. Do you have the reason why he's gone?
No, I just read the story that I saw this morning.
Oh, well, the reason with the false information would be that a lot of people on social media started tweeting the show saying, we've seen him before somewhere. Where could it be? Oh, maybe in the adult world on videos.
Oh, and Love Island does not put up with that, do they?
Well, they're saying it's ridiculous to kick him off for that. Like, that's his background and whatever. But I think it's more the fact that he lied about that
on
they have
the application.
Issue with. Yeah.
So Noah is no more on Love Island. And there is your dirt. And here is Taylor Swift. It's Mix 94.1.
That's Billie Eilish on Mix 94.1. Just found out this morning, Billie has been nominated for 12 Billboard Music Awards, including up for top artists. She's up against the Jonas Brothers, Khalid, Post Malone, and Taylor Swift. That's going to be a very challenging category. The BBMAs are happening on October 15th, or 14th, rather. It is 7:32, Mercedes in the morning, and a lot of you are probably going to work this morning. Maybe you're working from home this morning. And if anything, is there a downside of your job? It sounds like you found someone with a major downside to their job.
Yeah, what's the pitfall of your profession? And I saw something happen with an Amazon delivery person yesterday afternoon in my neighborhood. Amazon truck pulls up and parks, and it's a woman opens the door. And this is the first time I noticed that this house across the street from us, I'm outside playing with Jax, has a small yappy dog. And I don't know if the owner was in the garage or the dog was out, but the dog comes out in the driveway very yappy, barking away. And the Amazon driver, she stops, looks at the dog, turns around, just gets back in her truck and drives off.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah, if you got your dog loose, I'm not going to attempt to deliver this package. Now, maybe she looped around and came back later on and did other deliveries in the neighborhood. I don't know. But I'm assuming if you're, you know, a mail person, Amazon, any kind of delivery person, dealing with pets, loose dogs in the backyard, front yard has got to be a pitfall of your profession.
Does every profession? I mean, every profession has a pitfall, right? Is there anyone that has the perfect job where there's literally not one negative thing that you could say about it? It's hard to find a negative in our job. I mean, our job is great. I'm sure there's a pitfall.
I think for us, or at least for me, the pitfall of our profession is if I'm talking about a friend and telling a story or something that happened to someone that I know, and they didn't want me to talk about it on the radio. Normally, I'm pretty good at, I know what I can tell, what stories I can tell for my friends, or I try to change things so people can't pinpoint it back to my friends. But there have been times where I've said a story or two, talking about a friend, and I'll see them later on, like, hey, I heard you talking about it on the radio. I'm like, yeah, it's a great story. They're like, yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't. Like, ah, my bad.
Yeah, see, I always get my friends' permission. Like, hey, can I talk about this? Can I talk about this? And if I don't, I wait until I do. But I will second that on my husband, because I don't ask his permission all the time. That's the one I don't. And so there have been times where I've talked about things that we've gone through. And then I see him that night and he's like, why? Or he'll text me like, are you really talking about this? I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I thought it was fine. And I just kind of assumed like, hey, you knew the deal when we got married. Like, I warned you. I told you that we just talk about everything. And he's like, I get it. But, you know, he said to me once, he's like, you know, I got to face people too. And sometimes they say things to me and it's like, wow. And so I really try to keep that in mind. I still talk about things, yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I think, okay, is this better left unsaid, or should I just do it now and ask for forgiveness instead of permission. And that's what I do 9 times out of 10.
Do you ever get this, though? Let's say you are telling a story about your husband, because I mentioned a quick little thing about my wife yesterday on the show. I mentioned that we were going to dinner. We had a wonderful night, I said, but I was a little upset that we had to gas up on the way there because I don't like gassing up before dinner. And that's all I said. I'm using this as an example. Let's say my wife was not listening to the show, and one of her friends says, oh, you know, JC was talking about you on the radio this morning. He said he was so mad at you all night because you never put gas in your... They turn the story around, and they don't hear it firsthand. They hear it secondhand. When they hear it secondhand, it's like 10 times worse than what was said.
Oh, yeah. I am convinced that sometimes people like to maybe make it a little more interesting than it is, because... There have been times, same thing, where my husband's like, yeah, so-and-so just texted me and said that you hated me. I'm like, what? I never said I hated you. What are you talking about? And then it goes back to, like, I hated the show he was watching that night. I'm like, I never said why are people doing that? And then he says something to them, like, oh, I must have misheard. Yeah, you misheard on that one. Sorry about that.
What do you do for a living? 702-364-9400. What is the pitfall of your profession? I imagine, too, if you service pools, or if you're a bug guy that goes to a house in the backyard, if someone has dogs that are not locked up. There have been a couple times where I'm pretty good. I know when the pool guy comes or the bug guy has come, but I've been outside with the dogs, and all of a sudden I hear them just go nuts and go running to that back gate, and that's when the bug guy is opening the gate. It's like, well, hold on, let me put, and that they would attack, but still, I don't want to run that chance of them doing something to a stranger coming in the backyard.
See, I'm glad that you at least say that, because I just cannot stand when someone's dog is running straight for you, and they're like, don't worry, they're harmless. I'm like, they're running towards me, like, really fast. They don't look harmless right now. I don't know the history of your dog. I hate when people say that.
Yeah, and or if I'll be on a walk, and I'll have one of the dogs off Jax, and their dog comes running up. He's friendly. I'm like, well, mine's not. Even though he is, but still, it's like, how do you know if my dog is going to react to your dog? Your dog may be friendly with humans, but who knows what my dog is going to do?
That's so funny, because especially like the bigger dogs, and oh, he's just the sweetest thing. Oh man, he looks terrifying. No offense, but that's just me. Some text here. I also am a mail carrier, and that is one of the worst things ever, is having people that do not take care of their pets. I don't know if your pet is mean or nice. They may look nice, but I've been bitten by the smallest dogs before, Ooh. So it doesn't make any difference to me. This one says, I cut hair. The pitfall of my profession is people are never satisfied. They will literally come in, I'll do exactly what they ask, and then they still find something wrong with it. Yeah, that's... You're never going to... Please people happy, 100% yeah. of the time. It's too bad.
All right, we got the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got?
All right, the Raiders, they make their home debut. We're going to talk about last night's game. Also, what do you think the top Halloween costumes will be this year? For kids, for adults, for pets? We're going to run that down. And I can't believe this is still a debate, but I think it warrants a little debate on our show. I'd like to hear your opinions. How do dogs wear pants? Could we finally reach a consensus? We'll explain coming up next in the Hot 3.
The nominations for the Billboard Music Awards were announced this morning, and Justin Bieber picked up 4 nominations.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Last night, Raider Nation made their home debut. Derek Carr threw 3 touchdown passes, and the Raiders gave their new fans in Las Vegas plenty to celebrate, even if they weren't allowed in the stadium, by beating the New Orleans Saints 34-24. The new $2 billion stadium held its first event following the Raiders' move from Oakland without any fans because of the pandemic. That was one of the few things that did not go right for the Raiders. They're 2-0 now. They overcame an early 10-point deficit to the Saints and opened the season with 2 straight wins for the 4th time in the past 25 years. Al Davis's widow, Carol Davis, got the honor to light the ceremonial torch in honor of her late husband before the game. Her son Mark, who runs the team, didn't attend the game. As he said, he won't come until fans are allowed at the new stadium. Instead, he had a watch party to benefit the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, the Raiders, they will be visiting New England on Sunday.
Yeah, great game last night. Raider Nation starting the season 2-0, and just I can't wait until that stadium is filled with 65,000 screaming fans.
It's going to be insane. Oh, very cool. Also this morning, Halloween may look different in a lot of ways this year, but there are plenty of people who are still going to slap on a costume and pretend everything is fine. According to the National Retail Federation, about half of people are still planning to dress up this year, which pretty much is the same number of people who dressed up last year. So the most popular costumes for kids are Princess, Spider-Man, Superhero, Ghost, Batman, Witch, Vampire, Frozen characters, Pumpkins, and Cats. The most popular costumes for adults, you've got witches, vampires, cats, Batman, ghosts, pirates, zombies, things like that. And then for pets, the most popular costumes for pets, I just picture little puppies and kitties dressed like this. This is so cute. Pumpkins, hot dogs, superheroes, a cat. So a cat dressing up as a cat or a dog dressing up as a cat.
Oh, hey, cat, what are you? I'm a cat.
Yeah, I don't know. Bumblebees, ghosts, dogs, witches, and devils. Dogs dressing up as dogs, too. I mean, that's like when you walk around and you ask that kid, like, what are you? Like, I'm a kid. Oh, okay, that's your costume I get. Here's your candy.
I do. When we did the trick-or-treat events here in town, I always felt bad if I get a costume wrong. Like, oh my gosh, I love your Spider-Man. I'm not Spider-Man. I'm so-and-so. So now I don't 100% know what it is. I just say I like your costume. Yeah. I don't insult the kid.
Always stay safe with that way. Finally, this morning, there's been a question floating around the internet for a while now. And it asks people, how do dogs wear pants? Would they wear four-legged pants or would they wear a pair that just covers their two hind legs? How do you imagine dogs wearing pants?
I say hind legs. We cover two of our legs. Dogs cover two of their legs. If they want to cover their front legs, they put on a shirt.
But they are legs, right?
Yes, they are legs. But in my mind, I see that as an upper half of their body, like a shirt half. So they can go shirtless if they want to.
What do you guys think? Do dogs wear four-legged pants, or would they wear a pair of pants that just covers their two hind legs? We're asking the serious questions this morning on the show. 702-364-9400. No, you could talk about, you know, all sorts of serious things that are on the news, but we want to know what kind of pants dogs wear.
And it's been a serious morning, too, because the 6 o'clock hour, we asked, where is your pen from?
Yeah.
That was controversial.
Really digging deep this morning. Bagel Bites has decided they want to be the ones who finally bring this debate to rest. I'm not sure why they're qualified, but whatever. They're going for it. They posted a poll on Twitter over the weekend asking people to vote once and for all. Four-legged pants or two-legged pants? Let me go to our text line. Let's see here first. Okay, we've got a two-legged pants, two-legged pants. I say four. They're all legs. They're all legs, so we might as well count them as four-legged pants. If you had three legs, you would wear three-legged pants, would you not? Oh, very good point. They're very sassy, too. I like the attitude. We're getting some calls here. Let's see who this is. Jacob, what is your opinion on the dog pants before I reveal the results?
Hi. I also agree. I think if dogs have four legs, they should have four-legged pants. Just makes the most sense.
Yeah, they don't wear short, but then they don't wear shirts because, like,
yeah,
how would they
wear
a shirt?
Where's the shirts go?
Well, since their front legs are also legs, they can still put a shirt on the top half of their body. I mean, the pants would only come up to like maybe mid belly section, right?
So, kind of like a crop top, like a tank top. So it just goes over their head.
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jacob, you make some sense here. I don't know. Are we going to have to go back on that one?
You have results, official results? We do have a definitive answer according to Bagel Bites?
According to Bagel Bites, yeah. We have their poll, what it says here, but I'm just very curious as to what our listeners say, if it matches up. This one says two-legged pants, but four shoes. Okay, now you bring in shoes into the mix.
But that is so true. If you're putting shoes on your dog because the pavement's hot, and it's always funny to watch them try to walk with shoes for the first time, you're putting them on. You're not just putting them on the back legs. You're putting them on all the legs.
Why wouldn't you put mittens on the front legs?
Mittens are not durable enough to be constant contact with the ground.
It's 2020. We can make durable mittens. It's not like mittens have been stuck.
I'm envisioning mittens that my grandmother made.
No.
She's knitting mittens for my dog right now as we speak.
Two-legged pants before shoes. And I agree with JC about dog pants. Two hind legs. Four would look dumb. Back legs. Dog should wear pants on. Okay, so I like that you guys are getting into this. Well, according to Bagel Bites, because, you know, Bagel Bites is where it's at when it comes to our big controversial subjects. Two-legged is leading in a landslide. About 90% of the votes are going to two-legged dog pants. They do say they're going to announce the final winner tomorrow. So I will have a definitive answer. But unless four-legged goes on a huge, huge voting spree, I think we can finally say dogs should wear two-legged pants.
But should they even wear pants in general? Should we start putting pants on our dogs?
Well, I mean, I think it's cute. It's all on how comfortable your dog is, really.
They're like, what are these things? They're too skinny. Skinny jeans on dogs now. Here's AJR. Bang. It's Mix 94.1.
You. Jonas Brothers on Mix 94.1. Up for Top Artist. Billboard Music Award nominations just came down this morning, and they are up against Billie Eilish, Khalid, Post Malone, Taylor Swift, and a lot of artists that you hear on this radio station are looking at some Billboard Music Awards. Post Malone actually got the most nominations at 16, and we'll probably run down that list for you coming up later on. It is 8:01, Mercedes in the morning, and last night I did something I thought of you immediately when my husband said it. We were watching Yellowstone. We're on season 3.
You're the current one.
Yeah. If you haven't watched that show, it's a good one. At first, I was like, oh, it's a country western show. I'm going to be so bored. It's Kevin Costner's in it. It's a really good show, and my husband is absolutely obsessed with it. I'm surprised at how much I enjoy it, too. I thought I would just be like, meh, but I really like it. We're talking about it, and he just randomly turns to me. I like random questions. Just like someone was just thinking this, and then they throw it your way. You're not even expecting it. And he goes, random question. I was like, okay. He goes, who's your favorite character on this show? And if you watch the show, you'll know who we're talking about. If not, it won't mean anything to you. But I was like, you know, I like Monica. And he's like, oh, why? And I was just telling him the reason.
She's the Native American woman?
The wife? Casey's wife.
Yes.
Yeah. And
she's hot.
I was just telling her why I like her. I'm like, I think she's really smart. I you know, she loves her family, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I like Beth. And he said it like that. And I was like, Beth? And Beth is, I mean, she is like, she is a rough one at times, but she's smart. She's strong.
Yeah.
And he goes, I think he would go, he said, I would go so far as to say she's the best fictional character on TV right now. I'm like, wow. So here's your random question. Who is the best fictional character on TV? Because I like that Monica girl. I don't think she's the best fictional character on TV. I just like her. But he says that Beth is one of the best ever. So if you had to pick one fictional character from TV who you think is the absolute best, who would you pick?
Cool. My mind's on that show. I like Rip a lot.
He's cool.
He's a cool dude.
But he's not like the best fictional character ever to be on TV, is he?
No, but I do. Speaking of Yellowstone,
yeah.
Best fictional character on TV of all time.
And who do you think too? I'm curious as to what everyone thinks. Let's do like random question Tuesday at 702-364-9400. If you have a random question, also we can take those. That's the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. Best fictional character ever on TV. Doesn't matter how far you go back. How recent? What do you think?
Just because I love the show so much, I'm going to go back to Sons of Anarchy, and I'm going to say Clay. I really liked Clay. I liked it with Clay and Gemma. Things were good. I love them together. Clay was one of my favorite characters on that show. He did some bad things, though.
Yeah, he did. He really did. But it's interesting that all these years after the show that he still sticks with you.
Yeah, right?
Someone just texted saying, ugh, I can't stand Monica. I love Beth. She's a badass. This one says Red Reddington from Blacklist. That's one show I never got into, but I know it is so good. My mom and my brother love that show. This one, this is close to my answer. Because my answer for best on TV, I hadn't said it yet. He says Jesse Pinkman, best fictional character on TV. And I was going to say Walter White. I think Walter White is such a complex man. There's so many different layers to him. so to see his evolution, where he started and where, like, I think he is the best character ever on TV. Let's talk to Alicia. Alicia, who's the best fictional character ever on TV?
Hey, Mercedes. I would say Ruth Langmore from Ozark. She is absolutely awesome.
Okay, who wins in a fight, Ruth or Beth from Yellowstone?
Ooh, that's
definitely
tough.
Ruth. She's pretty ruthless. No,
she is. Oh my gosh, were you so excited when she won the Emmy?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
I love how she talked. Marty, I'm not doing this, Marty. I don't care what you say, Marty. Let's talk to Amber. Amber, good morning.
Hi.
Hey,
good morning.
Best fictional character on television. Who is it?
For me, it's Michael Scott from The Office. I can watch it over and over.
And the memes. I mean, when you have meme after meme after meme made of your TV character, that shows how good you are. That's a good one, Amber. Some techs say Hugh Laurie from House, Olivia Benson, Jack Bauer from 24, SpongeBob. Hey, SpongeBob is great. Louise from Bob's Burgers, Arya Stark, Gemma from SOA, another one for you, JC. Yeah, it's just those random questions. I love those.
How far are you in season 3?
I think last night we watched episode 2.
Okay, so you're early.
2 or 3, I'm not sure.
Take your time with it, because once the season is done, I mean, the show is going to continue, but they haven't even started filming because of everything that's going on. So just savor it. Savor it. Because as soon as season 3 was over for me, I'm like, no more!
Yeah.
I need it.
It's surprisingly good. I've been telling some friends about it, like the same friends that we told about S Creek, and they loved it. And I can tell they're not intrigued by Yellowstone. I'm like, I know it sounds boring, but it's really good. I thought it was going to be boring. It's not. And they're like, yeah, okay, yeah, thanks.
But Yellowstone for me, it took a like, I watched the first one, like, this is cool. Watched the second one, I got bored and went away. And then a coworker was like, no, give it a chance. So I went back to it, and that's when I got hooked on it.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't into it until about 2 or 3 episodes in.
All right, coming up next, we're kicking off 60 plus minutes commercial free. Dua Lipa kicking off 60 plus minutes commercial free. You guys are absolutely amazing. We were just talking about that random question that Matt had about the best fictional character on TV.
Yes.
Anthony just sent me a couple other kind of like random questions. And some of the, so how would you answer this? Just going off random questions. You walk into your date's bedroom. What is the worst thing you can find that's an automatic red flag?
In my date's bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
A picture of an ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
Done. You're not over it. And that's fine. It's just not a good time for us. Maybe when you're over it, put it away.
Or you walk in there and her boyfriend, husband is there. Like, oh, you're married. Okay, didn't know that.
Yeah, that would definitely be a red flag.
Nudia, you're in the dating scene. You walk into someone you're dating. You walk into their bedroom. What's an immediate red flag?
I'd have to say one time, it really creeped me out, my ex. He had his whole bedroom, like every single wall, this was a hobby of his, pictures of Audrey Hepburn in the entire room. Like 25 framed pictures. He would print them out, custom frame them, and put them on his wall. And it really creeped me out. And I know Audrey Hepburn's like a beautiful, like, if you want anyone on your wall, it's that. It's not like, you know, it wasn't like Playboy magazines or anything. But I just thought it was worse.
Well, she's iconic, no doubt about it. I agree. But that is an odd thing to see in a grown man's bedroom.
Every paycheck, he would print it out and custom frame the picture.
Yeah, I could see where... Like, I'd just be confused. I'd be like, are you sure you like me? Or do you just want to be friends?
Yeah.
Gives you certain outfits to wear.
I feel like he was taken already, you know? I don't know.
And then all those eyes still looking at, like, you walk into our office, we still have the pictures of all the celebrities that have been on our show.
Yeah.
It's just a room full of eyes looking at you. And that's weird, too. You're in the bedroom, you're being intimate, and they're beautiful pictures, but you have her looking at you, judging you the entire time. Okay, here's another random question that we got sent in. What album from your childhood would you recommend a 13-year-old listen to all the way through?
Well, no surprise. I'm going to go with Jagged Little Pill, Alanis again. But not yet. Not a child. Like, you know, a little older, because there's some questionable things on there. But I would say that one. I love that one.
That's a great album. I would go back even far. I would go back to, like, the 80s and make sure they listen to, like, classic Michael Jackson, maybe Thriller. So many hits off of that album.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else, like maybe Boys to Men, Coolie High Harmony.
Was that their first one? Or
yeah, that's like Motown Philly. Oh my God, that's like Bended Knee. All of those songs. That's a good one. Yeah, we love getting your random questions. Send them to us on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line 702-364-9400. And how are you answering some of these? What's the album that you would from your childhood that you think a kid should listen to now? What was the other question? The red flag.
Yeah,
in a dates room that would make you just say, okay, maybe this is not going to work out.
Okay, now going back to the character, they sent this one. Who's the most annoying fictional character of all time?
The most annoying fictional character of all time. Oh, man. It's got to be... I was just talking about someone the other day where I was like, this person can do no good. Literally everything they touch turns to crap. What was it? Oh, I can't remember. If anyone knows, who's the fictional character that is the most annoying? I was just like... Everything they do, they screw up. And it was so frustrating watching that. Oh, no. You know who it is? It's Adam Sandler's character on Uncut Gems. That guy worst character ever I've ever seen of anything. Beautifully acted by Adam Sandler. Props to him because I was so frustrated with this character. And that meant he really did a good job. But that guy was just a mess. Couldn't stand him.
What was the Claire Danes show on the Showtime? And I got to watch the Uncut Gems, so I can't relate to Adam Sandler. What was that Claire Danes show on Showtime?
Homeland.
Homeland. The first season. The guy's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Her name was Dana.
Dana? Was
it? Yeah.
She just, I mean, I remember her causing some issues, too, for the family and for dad and stuff. Like, come on, Dana. Ugh.
She was just so extremely annoying. We're getting a bunch of texts here. Okay, so this one says Madonna True Blue is the record that you should listen to. This one says Jacob from Twilight was the most annoying. Yes, 100%. He was so annoying.
Hey, anyone that imprints your daughter, that's not a good thing.
Well, yes, but... You're not looking at the love story behind it, but I get what you're saying. Hank Voigt from Chicago PD. I've never seen that show. Caillou, you win. This is over. Caillou, most annoying fictional character ever to exist on the television.
I remember you. I'm trying to find my Caillou audio because I was not aware of Caillou until you brought him up. And man, that Caillou, yeah, he's an annoying little kid.
Oh, he was just. And the thing is his parents, they're to blame. Because they gave him whatever he wanted. He would just whine a little bit, and it's like, oh, okay, Caillou. This one says, oh, here's another question. Okay. Which movie couple would you say best describes your relationship with your spouse?
Oh, wow, that's a great one.
Movie couples. Oh, let me think here. Do you have one?
I'm not trying to think of movie couples. I'm trying to think of TV. It's hard to think of one. Grey's Anatomy, Meredith Grey. Who are some of the guys that she dated?
Oh, like McDreamy?
Yeah, but I'm not McDreamy, though. And I don't want the fate of McDreamy either.
Well, you can't think about the fate. You cannot go with the fate because, like, you might think Jack and Rose from Titanic. Well, but if you go with the fate, then...
Then you don't want to be anyone,
yeah,
right?
You don't. There's no way you're going to pick anyone. I would have to say...
Is that my phone going off?
No, it's mine. Sorry.
I keep checking the phone. Like, who's texting me?
Yeah, that's my. I'm getting texts from everyone with their comments. let's go to our buddy Corey. Corey wants to make a couple of comments and wants to talk on the record question. Hey, record guy, Corey, what's up?
Hey, good morning. You know, the great thing about today is I'm turning 50. I'm celebrating my birthday. Listening to my favorite radio station and you guys start with.
Corey, happy birthday. What a big one. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
he's not feeling it.
What's the album, birthday boy?
You know what? It's not part of my childhood, but part of my youth. My kids know these two albums back to front, lyric for lyric. And there would be Dr. Dre's The Chronic and Tupac's All Eyes on Me.
Oh, yes. The Chronic, I especially go with. You know what? I think we need to play a song for Corey today for
okay.
his 50th birthday.
We asking him any song he wants, or we want some Dr. Dre?
On that Dr. Dre. Don't you want to hear some Dr. Dre?
I'd rather hear some Tupac. But
Tupac? Okay, let's play Tupac. Whatever he wants. It's his day.
On. We don't got every song in there. Let me see what we got.
Okay, we're gonna play something. I know we have Tupac in there, 100%. To go back to the couple question, I guess I'm going to go easy on this and would say When Harry Met Sally, perhaps. He and I are kind of like that, where we're friends, we fight, but we just love each other.
What's the California one? Is there a California one he sings?
California Love.
Tupac?
Yeah.
Let's do that one. I got it here for Corey.
Happy birthday, buddy.
The big 5-0, Corey. How's that possible?
We love you. Loyal listener from day one. Our buddy. Happy birthday. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.